this week in practice different for you than last week?
Well, I said it last week when it looked like there'd be a stronger chance I would play that more would be similar than different, in the sense that I'm still preparing and focusing on my opportunity to play like I was in past weeks. And I guess that's not changing this week. Certainly, Robert is healing and more time getting away from his injury. He's been able to recover, and he's getting stronger every day. But I'm still approaching it like I may have an opportunity to play and need to be doing my job from day to day to be ready to go.
When you look back at the game, what did you take away from it that you liked? What are some things you wanted to work on?
I'll start with what I didn't like. I didn't like the slow start. I believe it was 4 series of 3 and out. Fortunately, our defense bailed us out, and sometimes you can only go 4 series in an entire first half. Fortunately, our defense did a job where we were still getting our 5th series in the first quarter, and so it gave us a chance to get back in the game. But you're not going to get that luxury every week. Aside from those, from that slow start, I think we did a lot of good things. Scoring 38 points is a lot of points in the NFL. Ran the ball well. We did a great job getting out of the pocket on keepers. And I felt like we completed a lot of passes, did a lot of good things, spread the ball around to a lot of different receivers and running backs. And I felt good about what we did as an offense.
Is there anything, when you look at the slow start from your perspective, is there anything that you feel like, hey, I could have done this better to help, you know, maybe improve that slow start?
Well, I think that there may have been a couple of things. Honestly, more than anything, I think we were just a little lethargic. We didn't have that energy. We didn't have a good tempo going. It's sort of like we were waiting for the game to come to us, and rather than going and take it. And I do feel like that long touchdown pass got us some juice. And then on a couple of our other touchdown drives, we had much better rhythm. We played with a much faster tempo. I felt like the defense was on their heels, and that got us going. We were a little too passive, a little too lethargic early on, and maybe as a quarterback, you know, I learned a lesson from that to just bring more energy from the start and be a little more vocal and intense from the beginning.
Kirk, obviously this franchise has kind of hitched its wagon to Robert. I mean, do you look at these opportunities as possible career-building moments for you? Because, you know, there could be another team watching that maybe wants to make you their starter down the road.
I view every opportunity I get as a chance to sell myself to these coaches here in D.C., to 31 other coaches, 31 other teams. And that doesn't just mean a regular season game. That's a preseason game. That's practice reps. But every opportunity I get, I want to make the most of it and be fully prepared for those moments when they come. And I felt good about what we were able to do this past Sunday. And as opportunities present themselves down the road, I need to be ready and be able to show what I can do, because I'm not going to have 2 or 3 years worth of games to show. I'm going to have a game here, a game there, a preseason half here or there, and I'm hoping that that'll be good enough to show what I can do.
Kirk, you've been watching quarterback play a long time. Elway broke in, had a tough rookie year. Peyton Manning had an off rookie year. Troy Aikman went winless. This year's class is just doing fantastic, including your game last Sunday. You think you guys just are coming in much better prepared because the colleges are running more sophisticated offenses?
I think it's partly the college game is to some degree catching up schematically to the pro game, in the sense that you are putting more on a college quarterback than maybe they were 30 years ago, although I can't really comment because I wasn't alive. I think, in addition, you look at the training for the draft. I mean, the Senior Bowl, the combine, the sun up to sundown training that we were doing, whether Robert was in Arizona, I was in Florida, working with former NFL quarterbacks. There's just a lot more that goes into the entire preparation. You can go back to high school recruiting and how much that has picked up in the last 15 years. I think it's just the whole process is just more intense, and as a result you develop maybe a little bit faster. But you know, time will tell. It's still early, and obviously you want to have the Troy Aikman, John Elway career rather than just beat him in the rookie year thing.
What's the deal with the haircut?
All right, so I got to apologize to my family and friends back home because I think I'm embarrassed. I try to represent them well, and my haircut's not doing it. I said on Monday, I saw him at the press conference, I said, I think I need a haircut. So my friends are in town. We go over to the Dulles Barber, and it was actually two places, the haircuttery and the Dulles Barber. And I said, I'm going to go to the Dulles Barber. And I had a choice to make. I went to Dulles Barber. The lady who cut my hair wasn't speaking English all that clearly. There was a communication breakdown, and she basically gave me a mohawk. I had my glasses on. She took them off to cut my hair. Couldn't stop her, obviously, because I couldn't see. she wheels me back around. I look in the mirror and realize I have a mohawk, and I tell her, just shave it off. I don't know what to tell you. So she just buzzed it off, and I got to live with this for the next couple of weeks until it grows back. But I do want to apologize to my family and friends back home because I try to represent them well, but this haircut isn't doing it.
There's nothing on short hair.
Yeah, the tough thing was I didn't realize until that moment when she shaved it that I do have a receding hairline, and that was tough to take because my dad is more or less completely bald, and I was hoping that I wasn't going to get his genes, but it clearly looks like I did, so I got to deal with that the rest of my life now.
Thanks, Kurt.
All right, thank you.